Welcome to Be More FCA Today with your hosts, Stan White and John Sharon. This show is for gifted Baltimore middle schoolers, high schoolers,
colleges,
athletes in the Baltimore metropolitan area.
You know,
coaches and players, if it's important to you, Stan and John will talk it through.
Do you know the Baltimore Fellowship of Christian Athletes?
You gotta have faith. Be More, are you ready?
Let's go, Stan.
Let's go, John.
FCA Today.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening on this cold March Monday. Cold March Monday, man. I'm telling you, it is freezing out there today. But we thank God that we are alive. Thank God that we're able to see this day. Man, it's been a lot going on. So we're just grateful to God that we're able to be here for another Be More FCA Today. It's your boy, Pastor John, Big John 316, aka Coach Honey, whatever you know me as. I'm so glad to be here again one more time to do another Be More FCA Today podcast. We have an awesome guest, return guest, but the situation is a lot different this time. She's returning with some power, and we still are celebrating Women's History Month. So I thought we would end the month with a powerful young sister who's had a tremendous year so far and who has accomplished so much already in her young life. And so we're gonna actually go forward with that interview in just a little bit. But there's something that's been on my heart, something I kind of wanted to share in light of everything that's been going on, everything that we've been seeing in the news, all of the tragedies that we've been seeing over in Ukraine and all the stuff that's going on with Russia. I try not to get involved with the politics too much. But then again, we also had a really bizarre situation happen last night at the Oscars. And I just want to remind us as believers, just what we've been called to and where our power comes from. And where we draw our ability to be able to walk this life in power. It's just found in Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 22. And I'm reading in the Passion Translation, and it basically says this. It says, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit. Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." And so my brothers and my sisters, young people, whoever's watching this podcast, and if you catch it later, these powerful, powerful truths right here, if we can live by these truths, if we can actually tap in and really begin to live by these truths day to day, moment by moment, in every area, in every aspect of our lives, this allows us to have the type of life that honors God in every way. And I'll read them to you one more time, and I'm just going to read them to you nice and slow so that you can really get them down in your spirit. It says, "But the fruit produced by the Holy Spirit within you is divine love in all things and its varied expressions, joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, and strength of spirit." It says, "Never set the law above these qualities, for they are meant to be limitless." And so if we can live by those, and we can wrap all the law up, all of those laws that we find in Leviticus and Deuteronomy and those places, we can wrap all of the law, all those laws up in just those few verses. If we can just live by the fruit that is produced by the Holy Spirit of God, we can live in a powerful way, in a way that honors God in every way. So I just wanted to share that tonight. I felt that on my heart. It was in my spirit to share that because, man, there's so much going on, so much violence in the world, so much offense. People are offended in so many ways. People are struggling with so many things. People are having such a hard time dealing with what they're dealing with emotionally. And if we could just tap into that, you know, it would change a lot. It will really, really change a lot. So, guys, I just wanted to share that with all of us today. Hopefully it'll bless somebody at some point. It totally blesses me. And I really, really try to manage my emotions and live my life according to those things. And it's a process for all of us. Nobody has reached the pinnacle. Nobody has reached what we call the full stature of a man in Christ just yet. But we strive. We work toward it. We ask the Holy Spirit of God to help us in every way. I won't get too preachy, but I am a preacher. So, I mean, it's what I do. All right. So, guys, we had a young lady on the show probably about a month ago. And she was an incredible young lady. And we really enjoyed the interview with her. And at that point in time, she was still in the midst of her season. And she was having a tremendous season. And even since then, she's accomplished a couple of more great accomplishments. And I thought, you know what? What a wonderful way to wrap up Women's History Month. What a wonderful way to bring Women's History Month to a close, as we've been honoring women all month long, great women of God and young ladies. What a great way to wrap up the month. And with this young lady from Western High School, and her name is Nasira Pryor. And she is what I consider, we've had a lot of tremendous female athletes come out of this city, no question about that. We've had a whole bunch of really good female basketball players come out of this city, no question about that. I'm not disparaging or diminishing anything that any of them have done. But Nasira is one of those once in a generation type basketball players. She really is. We thought that we should bring her on the show tonight before she goes off into stardom and fame. We get an opportunity to have her on the show one more time before she takes off and goes to college. And we're going to have a hard time getting her back on Be More FCA today. Hopefully it won't be too hard. But ladies and gentlemen, I would love to bring to the stage Miss Nasira Pryor. Amen. AKA Lil Mama.
I don't know if y'all can see me. Hold on.
It's all good. It's all good. We know you're traveling.
I know.
Hold on. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I just pulled up. So.
Okay. You just pulled up. You parked. Yeah. Why don't we just wait until you park? All right. You go ahead and park the whip. You don't worry about what we're doing over here. But we just so honored to have you on the show. We just grateful and just thankful for you taking the time out of your busy day and schedule to spend some time with us. So we'll wait a couple of minutes for you to get in the house. There have been some other great basketball players that come out of Western High School. I know that the basketball coach from Dunbar High School, her name is Dana Johnson, and she was a Dove. And she went on to play at the University of Tennessee under the great Pat Summitt. Yep. And she played well there. And so it's been some great ones that come out of Western High School. Western is known for turning out some really, really wonderful girls basketball teams. But I'm telling you, like I said, Nasira is a once in a generation type athlete. And we saw something special in her when she was very young. And so we're going to give her opportunity to get in the house and get herself settled in before we go into. But guys, as I was saying, you know, it's a lot going on in the world right now. And for us, it's an opportunity and a time for us to really, really be praying and be in faith about the things that we need to be praying about and really be asking God for his guidance on things and how we should be moving as a body and as athletes, as Christian athletes, the types of things. So I hope at your team, whatever level, it's middle school, whether it's high school, all those things, wherever you are, I hope that you and your teammates are considering and praying for other folks as we're going through these tough times. All right. So we are ready to bring Nasira back to the stage. He was able to get in the house safely. Amen. So you can cut our camera on and her. All right. All right. What's happening?
Nothing. Chilling.
I know that's right. It's really good to see you again. Now we can officially call you state champ.
Yes, indeed.
Congratulations on that.
For sure.
Yeah. So let me ask you about that journey. Now, is this your first state championship?
Yes. So this is the first time, like, I actually went to the state championship. We actually lost in the Final Four my freshman year. And then we went back to the Final Four, but didn't get to play because of Corona. Yeah. So this the year, like, we was going out and we got to the state championship and won. So
what a blessing.
Yeah. About the journey.
Yeah, turn your phone that horizontal. That way we can. There we go.
You can see me.
Yep. That's perfect. Yep. Okay. That way I can hear you better. No, that's cool.
No, so in the beginning of the season, we had about like 10 players, maybe 10, 11. And three of them actually dropped off because they were on academic probation. We dropped down to 7 going into the city championship, actually. And we were playing probably. And everybody was kind of like, you know, scared. Not scared, but they was like kind of nervous of what we were going to do with 7 people. And my coach just told us, she was just like, we got this. Like, we're going to rock out with whoever we have. So she told her seniors that, you know, we wasn't going to get a lot of breaks. So we just prepared ourselves for the breaks. Most of the time, you know, when you think about a team of 10, you think you're going to get a break here and there. But when you got a team of 7, it's not likely you're going to get a break. So I had to, you know, prepare myself for that. And then we wound up beating Poly by a whole bunch of points. And we went to this regional championship. We wound up beating Catonsville for that one. And then we played 2 undefeated teams to win the state championship. And everybody thought, oh, they undefeated. They might be a lure. But no, like, we really sat down and we was just like, we got this regardless. Like, regardless, God got it.
Right.
We put it in God's hand and just played our game for sure.
Amen. Y'all put up, y'all. So that's amazing. I really think that's powerful. That going into the playoffs, into the city championship. Now that you guys were down to 7 players, what type of condition did you have to step your conditioning up into that? Because with no breaks, that means that you guys are on the floor for what, 40 minutes for both halves, pretty much the whole time.
Definitely. So at first, you know, we go scrimmage. You know, our conditioning was a lot of scrimmaging. When you have 10 players, you got 5-on-5. But when you go down to 7, you can't really do a lot of scrimmaging. So my coach, he actually started, like, allowing us to just do whatever we wanted. Like, whatever we wanted to work on, that's what he was focusing on. And then after that, he was just like, oh, now we're going into our conditioning. So, for like, I feel like the last 45 minutes, all we did was run. We ran up and down, just to get in shape. Even though we was going, you know, play on that college court, we wasn't just preparing for that college court. We was planning to play fast every single game we played. So, it was definitely, you know, an experience for us. Knowing you only have 7 people, so you don't get a lot of breaks. And just running up and down just was, we always had to play at a fast pace because we wasn't, you know, that big to other teams. So we just, it was definitely a learning experience for us, and it was definitely a very good experience.
Speed kills, right?
Yes.
Speed kills. No doubt about it. Speed kills. You know, people talk about it all the time, but, you know, sometimes, you know, speed will kill size most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The size can't grab a hold of you. Speed can kill size. Absolutely. Yeah. And they can't grab you in basketball.
Speed and heart. Like,
absolutely.
Heart. Like, if you feel like you don't have it, you ask God to give it to you, and he'll give it to you.
No question. No question. Now, you being a general, right? You were running the show pretty much. You the floor general. How often did you have to really tap into some deep levels of leadership? How often did you have to really say, okay, we down to seven. Okay, guys, we got to suck it up here. How many did that really push you and drive you to have to be? It took your leadership to the next level. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, going into the city championship with seven people, my teammates kind of got down on themselves, but I was just like, we got it. Like, just because you can't, you know, always depend on the people you got on your team. Sometimes you got to depend on yourself and be there for your other teammates that, I'm sorry, that's still, you know, coming. So when we played the state championship, I actually had four fouls in the first half. Mm. And, you know, you only get five and you foul out and you're done for the game. And we was only up by two going into the half. And my teammates was kind of looking like, they was nervous at this point because we had the lead and then we lost the lead and I was in foul trouble. So I had to kind of tell my teammates, like, yo, just calm down. I'm going to play with four fouls. I'm going to play smart. Let's play smart. Let's keep playing our game. So we went out there. We played our game. My fifth foul. I'm sorry. That whole game, I just played with four fouls. And my teammates trusted in me, so I trusted in them to be able to, you know, get that state title.
That's a blessing. That's major. That's major. So when you playing with four fouls, and it's still the first half of the game, how did that – how much time did you have to pray a lot? Oh, I think I lost her. We might have lost her. I think she was trying to plug her phone, and I think her phone was about to go. It's all good. Hey, why don't we do this? While she's tapping back in, why don't we just run one of our commercial breaks? Oh, there she's coming.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, plug your phone in.
Yeah. I couldn't hear you once I stopped talking, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I was saying playing with four fouls in the first half, How did that affect you personally? How did that affect you personally? I mean, mentally. Yeah. Because honestly, mentally, excuse me. Ooh.
Being a leader, you know, on your high school team is hard at times because a lot of times you playing with girls who never played basketball before, or you playing with girls who have played basketball before, but they kind of like feeling themselves type thing. So it's kind of a humbling experience when you that leader on the team that everybody, you know, trust. But for me, I played with four fouls before without fouling out. So to me, it was just a mental thing, you know. Do you want to give up right now or do you want to keep going? So for me, I just focused on the ball game. Like I couldn't control what the refs called. I just had to control what I could control, and that's what I did. I mean, it was just a mental thing for me though. I just had to keep my head in the game, and that's what I did. My teammates trusted in me, so I just had to, you know, give it back.
So you scored 40 points in the state championship, didn't you?
Yes.
That was a lot of points, man. So tell me about that. So you guys were down to seven players, you and another young lady that you've been playing with for a really long time. Tell me her name.
Gabrielle Johnson.
You guys scored how many points? How many points did you score total in the game? The team?
69, I believe.
And you and Gabby scored how many of those 69?
No. We scored 83 points, and me and Gabby scored.
You and Gabby scored 69 of the 83.
Yeah.
So you two went to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So y'all got in the zone. You were locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the big stage.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, when I went into that game, I just wanted to leave it all out there. It was never a time where I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna score 40 my last game. I didn't even know I had 40 until my teammates when we won, they looked up and was like, you got 40 points. 40 points. And actually that wasn't my first 40 point game. I actually had a 40 point game at Spalding when we played Spalding. So that wasn't my first 40 points game, but my teammates was like, yeah, you score 40. And I didn't know because my coach was like, she don't care who score as long as we get the win. And that's what I was focused on. I was focused on winning. Like, I was going to keep scoring until somebody stopped me, or I was going to just, you know, be a leader on the team for us to win. Like, whether I scored 0 points or 40 points, it didn't matter to me. I just wanted to win that one.
I know that's right.
Yes.
40 points. You and Gabby scored 69. Now, how long have you and Gabby been playing together?
Actually, we've been playing together since sixth grade. So yeah. we know each other game. We know where we're going to be at on the court. And it showed in the state championship. We was ready for the Clarksburg, even though they a great team.
Shout out to Clarksburg. Yeah. Yep. Congratulations to them for even making it to the state championship. Wonderful accomplishment. Yeah, no doubt about it. So you and Gabby been playing together since sixth grade. So are you guys going to college together, or is she going to a different school?
No, so actually she's going to Morgan State, and Sacred Heart University.
Yeah, she going to the Bear Down and you going to Sacred Heart.
Yes.
That's all right. That's all right.
For sure.
So how is that going to be? You two have been together for so long. Now, I want you to take this opportunity right now to give the Big Seven a shout out. Give your crew, give your girls, actually give the whole team, even the three that ended up on academic probation, because they still a part of the team. And without them, you guys wouldn't have made it to where you were. So let's give the whole team a shout out real quick. I want you to give your girls a shout out real quick.
Shout out to Gabby, Courtney, KK, Carrington, Kennedy, Dior, Maya, Jada, and I think that's everybody.
Okay.
Oh, and Bree. I'm sorry. My little sister Bree. Shout out to my coaching staff, Coach Curry, Coach Tasha, and Coach Mike, my athletic director, Coach Smalls. Just shout out to everybody who supported the Doves throughout this whole year. We couldn't be here without y'all. So just thank everybody for sure.
Dove love. Absolutely. That's powerful. So let me ask you this question. Yeah. Right before we go into a break, really quickly. How often did you as a child, I mean, growing up, how often did you play against your big brother?
I feel like, honestly, I played against my father more than I played against, my older brother.
Right.
I was giving him the work. I'm not going to sit there and that's in the background, but I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm not going to sit here and say I played against my brother, because I did, but me and my dad played way more than me and my brother. But like I said, me and my brother, we go back and forth. Me and my dad, not so much over the years. You know, he started getting more leg cramps and stuff like that, so he can't really play that much. You know, he like to cheat sometimes.
Tell him pull a chair up if he can. I would love to get him on camera. Yeah.
Pull that chair, Dad.
I know how proud, you know, they are of all of you. I mean, a lot of people don't know that you have siblings. So, hey, let's do this really quick while your dad is pulling up. Tell everybody, we would love to tell the viewers about your siblings. What's up, brother? Tell everybody about your siblings.
Oh, yeah. So I got four siblings. I got my older sister, Tara, got Takira, Nate, and Peanut. And we all played basketball except for my older sister. We always was, it was a competition in the house. You know, it was girls, always girls versus boys. We just had something to prove as girls, you know.
No doubt.
We
don't really
get a lot of recognition. So we had something to prove in the house. We wanted to beat the boys, and we was whooping them back in the
gym. I know that's right. And so Takira is playing ball right now, right? She's
in school. Kate's
yeah.
Yep, yep, right.
Absolutely. She's still bumping. Yeah, and she went to Western, right?
Yep. She played at Western. I said, I was a freshman.
I know that's right. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, good brother?
Feeling good.
I know that's right. How proud are you of this young lady, man?
You know, boys and men, you know what I used to do. She didn't see that, right?
We know you was a baller, man. Definitely. You've been a baller your whole life, man.
We stayed on scripture, and I told her from, and I knew they had a small team, and it's real small. And I said, for with God, nothing is impossible. I went to Luke 137 every day. We prayed that morning, and she stayed on scripture. Everything she said, but God, you know, she put that's God it. First.
Absolutely.
And I looked at it, and I told him, I say, now, when they were, before they played Clarksburg, and the gentleman that came out, we didn't see his team at first, and he seen her play. He said, that's your daughter? I said, yeah, she's good. So I said, yeah. He said, they only have 7 players. I said, yes. And he said, he said, yeah, that's good, because I hadn't seen his team yet. They was big, right? I said, yeah, you know, 7 is the beginning. He said, yeah. And he said,
Keep going, Nate.
not new beginning. And he said, 8 is new beginning.
Right.
And 7 is complete. I said, okay, right. Once you see them, y'all gonna have a new beginning.
You gonna understand. I know that's right. Yeah.
You know, but it was a nervous experience. We was up in the morning, and you know, we knew what the outcome was, especially when she got the 4 fouls.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
We know how tough she's been throughout the years. Every game she's been tough.
Sure.
You know, carrying the team, and you know, coming back, and she kept her composure. She knows, you know, God out of it, you know, trying to do anything. But when the time came, she just did what she's supposed to have done.
She played within the game that she knows how to play, right? Yeah, that's it. That's powerful. So, see, what a lot of people don't know and may not know that you play in the Legends game down in the Dome, down at Dunbar, right?
You play in
the Legends game, right? Yeah. So she comes from basketball stock, right?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. But they also, a lot of people don't know, and your wife corrected me on this, that you're not the only athlete. She comes from 2 athletic parents. Because your wife ran track, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you know she's a blessed child. All of them are blessed children, absolutely. Because they have really athletic parents, man. But I know that you have. I know that you've kept your children in the Word, brother. Which I salute you for. You and your wife. You've kept them in the Word. You kept them in church. You know, and you've kept them. You know, in God's face. And so, man, I just want to take this opportunity. You know, to tell you and your wife, man, that you guys are doing an awesome job raising some awesome young people. And we continue to keep you and them in prayer because we know that when, you know, you raising a righteous seed, how the enemy would love to attack them and to destroy that righteous seed that you two are trying to plant in the earth. But we know that God ultimately gets the complete and total victory, man. So y'all keep up the great work. And we got Peanut is on the way up. He coming. He next. He next up, right?
He's a new beginning.
I know. That's right. Peanut is next up. He just won a 3-point contest or something, right?
He just beat 3 points.
All right. So, yeah. Man, thanks for stopping by, Nate. We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, man. God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Let's finish cooking dinner.
All right. Get that. Yeah, get them pots and pans rattling, boy. So, Nasira. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about Sacred Heart, and we're going to talk about what it takes to be a student athlete. Okay. This show is all about you today. You know, it's a special feature. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have time really quick. We're going to look at our sponsor video, and then we're going to come right back with Nasira Pryor, Baltimore's best point guard, female point guard to ever do it. I'm saying it. I don't care if nobody else saying it. I'm saying it. She the best to ever do it in this city. All right. It's halftime, y'all. Let's take a quick break.
Uncle Steve's mama sauce is the best in the city, yeah. Yeah, one bite, it tastes like love. Let me tell you about a sauce that's the best in the city. Uncle Steve's mama sauce, yeah, gotta keep with me. Try best with a side. Tastes like love. I guarantee you when you taste it, you gon' fall in love. One bite just tastes like love. One bite just tastes like love.
that Harvest Fair, East Side, and West Side. Also, Natasha's Just Brittle at 6615 Harford Road.
And just like that, we're back. And if you haven't been to Natasha's Just Brittle on Harford Road, right there, right down the street from Valentino's, you're missing out. If you like brittle, you got to stop at Natasha's Just Brittle. Because she got, I mean, I stopped in there and I bought $20-something worth of brittle. That brittle was really, really good. Now, I know some people, you know, they can't trust their teeth. So you can't trust your teeth. You don't want to eat a lot of brittle. I'm just saying. But Natasha's Brittle, and then they have another. She was our guest on our show a couple of weeks ago. But then they have other days where they serve food and things like that. So you want to make sure that you stop by the cafe right there on Harford Road, right before you get to Northern Parkway going north. Yep. You don't want to miss it. They got some good eating and some good sweets and all that good stuff in there. All right. So we're back. And I can't see Nasira. What happened?
I'm back.
Oh, now I can see you. Good to see you. Yeah. So you the best. I'm saying it. You the best to ever female guard to ever do it in Baltimore. I'm going to say it.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it. Yeah. Shout out to you. But what people don't know is that you carrying a 4.3 GPA right now.
Yes.
Did y'all hear what I said? Some of us would love to have a 4.0. This young one got a 4.3 GPA right now. So when I talk about student athlete, I'm talking about exceptional student athlete, not just making enough to be eligible to play. I'm talking about killing it in the classroom and on the court. Yeah. Talk to us about how much discipline it takes to be able to do what you do in the classroom and on the court.
Honestly, it takes a lot of discipline. You know, a lot of people like to settle for that DC, just to pass, you know, the class. Oh, I can play basketball, though. I can still play basketball. But for me, it's a lot of, you know, athletes that settle, and I was never the type to settle. You know, if I could get the good grade, I'm gonna get the good grade. If I know I'm better than a C, if I know I'm better than a D, then I'm gonna get the A. I don't even like B's. I like to over achieve. That's what they say in the house. I like to overachieve. So, for me, it's just always been that you know, wanting to do better, wanting to be successful. If I want to be successful, I got to do the necessary things to be successful. So it take a lot of discipline. And sometimes, you know, I didn't always have that A or B. And I had a C one time in my English class. Actually, this year, going into progress reports, my, what was it, second quarter? And I was like, oh, my God. It was hard. But, you know, I had to ask God, you know, just to help me. And I actually saw this post and it was just like, you know, you can't always, you know, pray when things going wrong. You got to just pray anyway, you know? So I just started praying and I was like, can you, like, just asking God, can you help me for real? And he started helping me and I got that C all the way up to an A plus. And, now I got A plus. I actually didn't, you know, my English class was never a good, you know, class for me. Cause I don't like reading, most of the time, but, I asked God to, you know, help me like with my test because my test was really bringing my grades down. And sure. I actually started acing her test. Like now I know how to read the passage well, stuff like that. So God helped me through it.
If I know you want to right.
be disciplined in God, that'll get you far.
I know that's right. So that 4.3 GPA is really opening doors of opportunities for you. You could have really went anywhere in the country you really wanted to go. I'm sure of that. I mean, honestly, you had opportunities to go wherever you wanted to go. I mean, honestly, you wanted the top athletes probably in the country. You wanted the top rated point guards in the country. Why Sacred Heart? Talk to me about that choice.
Honestly, you know, when you're picking a college, you don't want to worry about the hype. You know, I feel like a lot of athletes, even from Baltimore, you know, around the world, a lot of people decommitting right now. The transfer portal was crazy. So the biggest thing for me was, you know, picking a school that feel like home to me. You know, picking that, me and my family very, very close. So I wanted a family that was like very, very close. And, you know, sometimes you go to a college and it's like, oh, they only showing you the good parts. But every teammate that I talked to, they was just like, whatever you see right now is what you're going to get. And of course, you know, you're going to still see her fussing at you. And she was fussing her kids out right in front of me. And a lot of coaches, you know, they don't like to see that. They don't like to show that other side of them. But my coach, she was just completely honest. She and my coaches, they just love me. So Sacred Heart was just another way, home away from home. And they actually told me that they had a master's program for my education because I want to major in education. So they said I got a master's program and they'll pay for that as well. So that was just a no-brainer for me.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So you get the Sacred Heart is D1.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, you get to go and ball out on the big stage. So let me ask you, was that your first time playing on a college court in the state championship or no?
Well, like I said, we didn't get to play, you know, my 10th grade year. In my freshman year, we actually went to the Final Four and played at Towson. So,
oh, yeah.
But I never played at Maryland before. So it was, you know, it was a learning experience, you know. You don't get to play your 11th grade year and you come back your 12th grade year and you play on a college court. That stamina got to be crazy, but it actually didn't feel that big when you got on it. So
Right. It looks big when you walk out there, when you walk into the arena. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of people try to make, you know, that stage bigger than what it is. But if you go into the game like it's another game, it won't be as big as you think it is. So
I know
that's how I came into the game.
No. Well, listen, we have no questions about you and how successful and you and God are going to be going forward. You know, we really confident in God's ability to take you everywhere you desire to go, young lady. We're going to be praying that God keeps you. So now, do you get to leave early to go to school, or are you going to be going away in August? Because I know some people get to go early.
Yeah, so with us, she said that we are going, I believe, July 5th or 6th. So I'm going to be leaving early, you know, trying to stay in shape just to, you know, get that early edge, early, you know, up on others just because, you know, I'm trying to stay in shape with the track. So, yeah.
Good. Oh, so you're going to run track this year?
Oh, yeah, I'm already running.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. So make sure, you know, you take care of yourself. Listen, I want to make certain that while you're out there, if we can do anything for you with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, if you need Bibles or anything like that, that you just reach out and let us know, because we'll make sure we send stuff out to you, send you a nice little care package while you're in school, you know, with a Bible and some Fellowship of Christian Athletes stuff, you know, for you to, you know, to be able to, you know, represent while you're out there, because God knows we're so proud of you. And we thank God for the way that you represent him and your family and yourself, you know, and you represent the kingdom well. And so, you know, we just super excited about, you know, what God is going to be doing. And, you know, got to make sure you send us a schedule home. Do you have an opportunity? Did she say that you're going to have opportunity to start this year?
yeah, she did. She said that, you know,
she said going, yes.
Yeah, she did. But my thing was, I didn't really, you know, never really cared about starting, you know. Sometimes it's a learning experience, you know, you got to come off the bench sometimes to understand the game. It's a different type of game. So, for me, starting don't really matter, you know, just getting a win, getting to the national championship, getting to, you know, the championship itself is, you know, just an accomplishment. So
you just want to be a team player.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's about. Listen, as always, wonderfully engaging, you know, just easy to talk to. I really appreciate every conversation I get to have with you, little sis. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're here for you, you know, and we thank God that, you know, you take time out, you know, to spend time with us. Because we know you're about to take off like a rocket. You know what I mean? So we super excited. Listen, I want you to do me a huge favor. You know, continue to stay and keep God first in your life. You know what I mean? Please do that. The next thing I want you to do was tell your mom I said hello. Please.
Got you.
My girl Tamika, please tell her I said hello. And tell all your brothers and sisters that Pastor John said hello. And we are just so grateful for you being on the show. And we want to take this opportunity to honor you, young woman of God, as we close out Women's History Month. We're closing out with the best to ever do it, the best point guard to ever do it in Baltimore City.
Thank you.
I said it. I don't care what they say. I said it. And I stand on it 10 toes down.
Yeah,
I wish somebody would say something to me about it. Absolutely. So we closing out Women's History Month with the GOAT. Absolutely. Not Sarah Pryor. Best point guard to ever do it in Baltimore City. You know, mention her name with Muggsy Bogues and all the rest of them. That's what I said. That's right. Yes, I said it. Mention her name with Nate Pryor, you know, her pops, all of them, the legends, you know what I mean? Let her come home and play in the big game under the dome. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Let her spin. Absolutely. Listen, thank you again so much for being on the show, and continue success. Be careful out there running track.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being on. Tell all the girls we said hello at Western. Dub love, baby.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's go. Peace and blessings. What a blessing to have that awesome young lady on the show one more time before she takes off to head to college. Man. She scored over 1,000 points this year, maintained a 4.3 GPA, and just doing great things. So just really great to have my Sarah Pryor on the show one more time as we wrap up and close out Women's History Month. Listen, I want to take this opportunity to give a big shout out to all the women and the women of God around the country and involve women leaders and women who are involved with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and especially our leader here, Serena Alford, and all the women on the Dream Team and the women on the board here and all the women coaches all over the world and all the female teachers and women everywhere around this planet. I want to take this opportunity to tell you how much I and we appreciate everything that you do and how much you give to this world. And without you being here, none of this would be the same. None of this would be as beautiful. None of this would be as enjoyable without you being here. None of this would be as wonderful as God has intended it to be without your presence. And so for that, I know all the brothers would agree with me that we appreciate you. And so we thank God for women all over the world and for the accomplishments and the wonderful things that you do, being all that you are. And so as we close out Women's History Month, thank you, women. Thank you, women. Thank you. We appreciate you. And I want to give a special shout out to Miss Crystal Foster, who is our show's engineer, and she does an amazing job every week with our show. And she's a wonderful woman of God and a mother and does wonderful work. And so I want to thank God for her. And I want to thank God for Cassandra Ferguson, who is the owner and operator of the Elevation Talk Radio. All right. As a platform that we're connected to, that we bring this podcast through to everyone. And I would be remiss if I don't take this opportunity to thank God for the woman in my life, my queen, Lady Sharon, who has made my life that much sweeter for these almost 40 years that we've been together. So thank God for her. So, all right, we're going to wrap up this show today. Thank God for Women's History Month. Thank you, Nasira Pryor, for being on the show. Listen, guys, stay tuned because we got more good shows coming your way. You don't want to miss it. And we have some exciting things coming down the pipe. Camps are on the way. All types of good things are coming up. And my nose, it is allergy season. My nose is really acting up. But you guys stay tuned because we got camps coming up. We got all types of things coming. So, guys, stay tuned. Stay plugged in because Be More, Baltimore's Fellowship of Christian Athletes, We got a lot of wonderful stuff coming. And we are currently looking for corporate sponsors because we got some really powerful things that we want to do. We want to celebrate coaches all over this city. So, guys, we want to make sure that if you have a desire to be a part of us celebrating coaches, coaching is one of the most thankless jobs, I mean, that people can do. I mean, it takes a lot of sacrifice to be a coach. And we a lot of times as coaches and things like that, we spend a lot of our own money, spend a lot of our own time and things like that. And we are currently looking, we want to honor the coaches here in Baltimore City. And so we are looking for corporate sponsors to make sure that we take this opportunity to say to all the coaches around this city, hey, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for what you're doing. And so we're looking for sponsors because we want to honor them at a little banquet and do something really nice for them. All right. So, guys, if you want to be a corporate sponsor for something like that, you want to say, hey, you know, I've always wanted to coach. I always wanted to support a coach. I always wanted to support a program or do something nice. This is an opportunity for you. And so you can go to www.baltimorefca.org and you can find your way there. And if you want to sponsor, if you want to be a part of helping out, helping us to be able to honor coaches all over the city, please, please, please go and tap into that and make sure that you give. And so that we can take this opportunity to tell all the coaches, thank you for what you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So listen, family, it's your boy, Pastor John, Big John 316. Coach Honey, I'm signing out one more time. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Stay tuned. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And when we come back again, it's going to be April. All right. So God bless you guys. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks. Until then, God bless you. And please, please, please take care of yourselves. And remember that the aim and the goal and what we need to be doing is spreading love as much as we can. All right. It's your boy, Pastor John. I'm out. Take care. God bless.
Welcome to Be More FCA Today with your hosts, Stan White and John Sharon. This show is for gifted Baltimore middle schoolers, high schoolers, college people, athletes in the Baltimore metropolitan area. You know, coaches and players, if it's important to you, Stan and John will talk it through. Do you know the Baltimore Fellowship of Christian Athletes? You gotta have faith. Be More, are you ready? Let's go, Stan. Let's go, John. FCA Today.